One unheard message. First unheard message.
Hey babe, it's just me. I'm just pulling into the university now. I have to pick up a laptop on my way to training. But I have a funny story for you. And I know you're not awake yet, so I figured I would use your work voicemail and you can get it when you get in. I'm driving northward on 53 to come up here, and traffic is backed up like a half a mile from the entrance, which I assume is an accident like it always is. And sure enough, I get up here, and on the south side of the entrance, on the left side of the road, there is an SUV that looks like it has smashed through this small sedan. It was not pretty. There are two ambulances, like five cop cars, a fire truck, and a whole mass of people standing in the southbound lane that they have blocked off. There is an EMT getting his arm bandaged by some other EMTs, and he's dictating something to a cop who's, you know, writing stuff down in his little notebook. I couldn't tell you what happened, but in the back of one of the ambulances, you can see this blonde-haired woman freaking the hell out. She is banging on the glass. She looks like she's screaming. She's thrashing her hair around. It looked like a bad 80s music video. I swear to God. So I can only assume that this woman was involved in the accident. At some point of being pulled out or whatnot, she bit the EMT. I don't know why you would do that, but that's the best I've got, and that's what I'm going with. So I got a pretty good chuckle out of it, and since it's 7 o'clock in the morning and no one else is around, your voicemail gets the call. So there you go. Congratulations. I will tell you this, though, and I know you'll love it. If the woman in the back of the ambulance would have had blood all around her mouth, and the EMT she had bitten was on the ground, and the other EMTs were trying to, like, revive him and give him CPR and whatnot, and he jumped up real quick and bit one of the guys in the neck, and, like, blood sprayed everywhere, and everyone started screaming and running, it would have been one of my zombie dreams. Yeah, you know, I know you love those, you love hearing about them, but this one, I would have been armed. You say, why is that? Well, the thing you make fun of me for, could have went in the back, gone into my zombie survival kit, gotten my crowbar out. Yeah. You know what? You laugh at me now, but when the zombies do show up, you're going to be saying, oh, Chris, it was such a great idea for you to have a zombie survival kit in the back with a crowbar so we could defend ourselves. And then I'll get to make lots of really cool Army of Darkness quotes, and which you can't appreciate because you've never seen it, but yeah. I've seen it, and I know they're funny, so I'll laugh a lot at it, and that's really what matters in this, so you'll just have to deal with it. Well, I guess that's probably enough of my zombie fetish for the morning, so I'll get out of your voicemail. You quite possibly have deleted this message by now. I'm not sure what time my training's going to break for lunch, but I will give you a call when we're on break. You know, email me anything. Well, no, I won't have access, so don't do that. I'll just talk to you at lunch. All right, babe, bye.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To reply to it, press 8. To save it in the archives, press 9. To hear more options, press 0.